Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, finding reasonably priced Pinot Noir is not that challenging.
No.
But finding good reasonably priced Pinot Noir is a struggle.
Well, it can drive you crazy because it's a wonderful grape, but there isn't that much good stuff out there.
It's not easy to do.
No, it isn't. But you, I found three very nice ones that are $16 or less.
Oh, wow.
So let's talk about these.
Okay, let's jump right in.
Yeah, I'll jump right in.
Right.
Freelander Pinot Noir from California, mm-hmm. non-vintage. $15 for this one. This is a nicely blended Pinot Noir that is pretty convincing. The color is pale, which is correct. And the aromas are unique and appropriate, equal parts strong tea and bitter apple blossoms. Now, the palate is complex. It starts with bittersweet cherry that gives way to kind of an herbal, earthy flavor, reminiscent, I thought, oddly enough, of watercress.
Okay.
You know, so blend that with cherries and you get an idea what this is like. the body is light. The tannins are as mild as they can be. And this is just a very informal wine for informal food. Very respectable. Freelander, Pinot Noir, $15. Here's one that I was very familiar with and I really liked in the past. It's Angeline Vineyards from Mendocino. Their 2022 Pinot Noir. Really very nice. $16. Listen to what you get. This is pale red, which I happen to like. The aroma is classic Pinot Noir, strong tea, sour cherry. And on the palate, it checks a lot of boxes also. It's light to medium bodied. It has an elegant flavor profile. It has silky texture. It's just pretty darn good. The sour cherry aroma persists as a flavor. And add to that are kind of a woody component and more of that strong dark tea. Overall, I thought this was a very nice Pinot. Also great with Saturday night dinner wine. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, at $16, Angeline.
That's a deal.
That is a good deal. Can't go wrong. But here's my wine of the week, and I just love this wine. It's called Toad Hollow Pinot Noir.
I've had this.
Name taken from Wind in the Willows.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite books. This is from Mendocino County, 2023, also $16. It's very dark for Pinot Noir, and the aroma I thought was spot on. Tart, dark cherry, and sweet beetroot with a touch of earthiness. It's just a big old mouthful of wine, but it's still recognizable as Pinot Noir, most definitely. And this is, I thought, a tale of two cherries. First, you're going to have a sweet red cherry, and then that's going to morph into a much darker, sour black cherry. And along for the ride are kind of a woodsy earthiness and some rustic herbs going along. So lots of nice little side notes. The acid is more pronounced than the tannins are, which are pretty mild. And they both combine to give it really decent structure. I thought this was a very good Pinot Noir, suitable for a really nice dinner with friends. That's the Toad Hollow Pinot Noir. And you've had it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really.
I don't remember when, but I have definitely had it.
Really, really nice. And what we'd like to do, Hugh, is put all this information on our website so people can go check it out. And if you go to WYPR.org, navigate to the Seller Notes page, and we list all of these things. And also the show appears as a podcast. So it's a great way to enjoy Seller Notes. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.